Today is Monday, May 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Fruit Cocktail Day. Gross. It's also National Women's Checkup Day. It's National Crouton Day. It's National Frog Jumping Day. And it's National Apple Pie Day. Other than the croutons, the food days today are fruit. And I'm not a big fan of fruit. So I had to sneeze. So I will not be celebrating any of those. And I don't think I'm going to be having any croutons because counting calories and croutons are just unnecessary calories. Oh, I'm recording this on a Sunday evening. We've had a busy week, and it has just flown by. So we recorded the mix on Friday. Also, I know no one told me, which normally Gary or somebody will tell me when my show doesn't post, or Daniel will tell me, but no one told me. So on Thursday of last week, no episode posted. I recorded an episode. I posted an episode, but I schedule them, and for some reason the scheduling on my website was broken last week. I'm going to try it again, but I'm going to have to check it on Monday and see, you know, did it really post? Because two different days last week, it did not post. And I had to, like, the first day I caught it, but then Thursday I didn't catch it. I thought it had posted. So I posted two shows on Friday. Anyway, we recorded the mix Friday night, and I think it went well. We had a good show, and that we had a pretty big chat room for us. And it's good. A lot of people joining the chat room. Everyone should join the chat room. We record at 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday evenings. We're recording a show this coming Friday. So if you want to join, go over to pride48.com and click the chat button. Or if you've already joined before, you can just go to the Pride48 Discord server if you know how to do that. You can listen on TuneIn. You can do all those. But anyway, we recorded. It went fine. And we finished up around midnight because I had a haircut on Saturday. And I didn't have to get up super early for it, but I did, you know, I did have to get up and, you know, drive the 5.5 hours to the haircut. So Daniel was considerate, and he said, well, if you need to end early, let me know. And I didn't really. I said, well, I do have a haircut, but it's not super early, so whatever you want to do. But around midnight, he said, okay, I think this is a good time because you have your haircut and, you know, whatever. Which is really, that's 1 a.m. for him. And so it's getting, you know, for both of us, we're not getting any younger, folks. We used to stay up till 2 or 3 a.m. And now it's, you know, 11:30 midnight, and we're like, oh, you know, I'm getting sleepy. But anyway, so it was good. That was good. Like I said, a really active, lively chat room. And then on Saturday, I got up and I had to go to my haircut. And really, there's not a whole lot to report on haircut days because I'm really in my car the whole time. I did have someone who was following, like I was in the fast lane and I was clearly going faster than the other traffic in the slow lane because I was passing people. And so, you know, I was going faster than the folks in the slow lane. But there was someone that was riding my butthole, and you know how people do, and he wanted to go faster. Well, the thing is, when you want someone to go faster, it's kind of not fair because I was already going above the speed limit, you know, but I usually do about 5 miles an hour above the speed limit, and that's where I cut it off. Nowadays, people will go 10, 15 miles over the speed limit. They think that's normal. And he flashed his lights at me And I was like, no, ma'am. No, you like, I will stay. I will slow down because you are not going to flash your light. So I purposely stayed in the fast lane longer than I was going to stay because I was irritated by this person. Anyway, so, you know, not much happens. I drove, you know, I was catching up with SWAT. I had a bunch of episodes of SWAT downloaded. So the Paramount Plus app is so bad, folks. It is so bad. We pay for premium, but all the time it will say, we're sorry, the download functionality is only available for premium members, but I'm a premium member. And then I'll have to exit the app and come back in, and then it forgets and I'm able to. It is so bad. Now, every time I go into the app, it says there was a problem and I have to hit cancel. And the screen is just blank and I have to go to the search page to even find any TV shows at all or movies or whatever. It's a horrible app. Horrible. And so anyway, I got to my haircut a little bit early, but she was ready to take me. And so got my haircut, did all of that. And my stylist is getting more and more sherry about her life. And I don't really enjoy being personal with my hairstylist. I would rather just go in and, like, you know, not talk at all. I could put my earbuds in and listen to a podcast or something. But they, you know, they want to talk. And she was talking about her relationship with her mother not being great and how she had supported her mother for so long. And her mother had opportunities, but, you know, but in life, but squandered them. And because her mom apparently works in a factory that makes cookies, and she works third shift. And I don't know how old her mom is, but she must be in her 60s because, or late 50s, early 60s, because my hairstylist is in her 30s, I guess. And anyway, she was just really getting super personal and in-depth with her relationship with her mom. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, I did that. And then I went to the mall. I went to the Galleria Mall in St. Louis. And I was trying to find a Mother's Day gift. But I went in all of these different stores and it all seems so, oh, this is a standard Mother's Day gift. Candles, Bath and Body Works stuff, you know, whatever. And my hairstylist had said, well, if your mom likes working in the yard and like gardening and stuff and flowers, why don't you get her like a flower, like a hanging thing. But I had planned on buying my gift in St. Louis, and I didn't want to buy plants and have to figure out how to fit them in the back of my car. And I didn't know if they would do well driving 5.5 hours back home. So I thought, okay, that's not a good idea. So I ended up just buying a couple of candles from Bath and Body Works that I knew my mom would like the smell of, and I got some soap. And they had buy three, get three free, so I got three other items so I could get three things free. And then when I got home, Mark said, why did you get soap? The candles are so much more expensive than the soap. He said, if you'd have gotten 6 candles, you would have gotten so much more value for your money. I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted 3 candles and 3 soaps, okay? It is true. The soap is like $10 to $15. The candles are $30. So, of course, they charged me for the candles, and then I got the soap for free. So I could have done better, to be honest. Anyway, I did that, and then I drove back pretty much. I stopped at Bucky's. This is my second time stopping at Bucky's. It is like the theme park of gas stations. It was so full, first of all. I'm like, why are there so many people here? They have to have 150 gas pumps. It is the largest gas station. I don't know. I'm going to type in. This is Google, not ChatGPT. How many gas pumps does Bucky have? It did not answer my question. But this article says world's largest gas station is a new Bucky's with 120 pumps. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's ours, but no, this is in Tennessee. So I don't know exactly, but it's so many pumps and there are so many people. And these girls had bought, I didn't even know they sold this, they apparently sell Bucky's squirrel onesies. And so these three girls had bought Bucky's squirrel onesies and were like wearing them in the parking lot. They look like a mascot or something. And I just go in, you know, this is on my way back. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get... They make brisket, this smoked brisket, and they make sandwiches. And they had just taken the brisket out of the smoker or whatever. And he was about to chop it. And they're like, hot brisket. Or I don't know what they said, but they had something that they chant, apparently, when brisket is ready. It's crazy. I got gas. I got a little snack. And then came the rest of the way home. And then today, I did not go to church. It was so busy. I worked out this morning, did not have time to get my full workout in. We had a Mother's Day and graduation lunch at an Italian place that we enjoy, and that was good. And then we went and I bought a couple of plants for my mom to add to the candles and at the local Lowe's, and then got some things, made some pies. My parents came over, and they just left a little while ago. Mark and I walked, and that's it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.